So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Kala Kadashim Shekadam Mum Kavu Lehekdeshan V'niftu. All animals that had a permanent blemish before they were sanctified attain only Kedusha's dam and monetary sanctity because they're not fit to be brought as a carbon and they were only meant to be sold and their proceeds used for carbons. Therefore, after being redeemed, they're completely chulin, and therefore chayavim bebechayru ubematanis. Their firstborn offspring have Kedusha's bechayr, and when they're slaughtered, one must give to the kohen the designated portions of Zeroy l'chayim ba'akeva. The Gemara infers, holay niftu, paturin mina bechayru minamatanis. Before they were redeemed, they were exempt from the halachas of bechayru amatanis, because Kedusha's damim matcha mina bechayru minamatanis. Even monetary sanctity exempts an animal from these halachas. The Mishnah continues, v'yaitzin ligazis v'leyavit. Although karbanos that got a mum and were redeemed retain certain restrictions, these animals return completely to their state of chulin, and they may be shorn and may be worked because they never had kedushas aguf, physical sanctity. The Gemara infers, halay niftu asir begizav avayda. Before they were redeemed, they are forbidden to be sheared or worked. And the Gemara offers two explanations. Rebbe Elazar rules, katche bedek abayas asun begizav avayda. Even animals consecrated for their proceeds to be used for the upkeep of the mikdash are forbidden to be shorn or worked, and so animals with kedushas dam are certainly forbidden. Kedushas damim lemezbeach, hu demechalfa bekedushas haguf lemezbeach, gazdu beirabban. Animals with monetary sanctity can be confused with animals with physical sanctity, and so the Rabban decreed that they are forbidden, but kacha betekabayis loy. Animals consecrated for the upkeep of the mikdash are not forbidden. Mishnah continues, blood and mechalban mutur la'achar pidyonim. After they are redeemed, their offspring and their milk are permitted. The Gemara explains regarding the offspring, i'aber v'isyadal la'achar pidyonim pshita chulninu. If they were conceived and born after they were redeemed, this halacha is obvious since they're ordinary chulin. Rather, i'abra lefnei pidyonin v'syadad la'achar pidyonin. Even if they were conceived before they were redeemed and born after they were redeemed, vladin mutter. The Gemara infers, ha'lefnei pidyonin asiri. If the offspring were conceived and born before the animal was redeemed, it is forbidden to benefit from it since they have the mother's level of monetary sanctity. However, the Gemara rules, niftin timimin, such offspring can be redeemed even without a blemish, is taught in the following braisa. Hamatpes bali mumin, kavu and legabi mizbech v'yoladu, yumachru ve'in tzrichin mum. If someone consecrated blemished animals for the mizbech and they gave birth, the offspring may be sold even unblemished because she'in kedusha chala alein, sh'leyei tafel chamam min ha'ikar. They do not have kedushas aguf, but only kedushas damim, since they cannot have more sanctity than the mother, that is the source of their sanctity. The Braisa clearly rules that animals with monetary sanctity can be redeemed without a blemish. However, Rava points out that the above applies only to offspring of Kedushas Damim, because Shalei Hei Tavol Chamim in the Iker, but Hikdash Zachar L'damav Kadosh Kedushas Aguf. If one initially attempts to place Kedushas Damim upon an unblemished animal, it automatically becomes Kedushas Aguf and can be brought as a carbon. The Mishnah continues, V'asheichten b'chutz pater. One who slaughters them outside of the Mikdash even before they are redeemed is not liable to Karis, because they never attained Kedushas Aguf. However, Rebbe Elazar masnei chayiv umukila bebamas yachid. Rebbe Elazar disagrees and says that he is liable for slaughtering the animal because the Mishnah is talking about a bamas yachid, an individual altar. And Rebbe Elazar ruled, zevech behema balas mum bebamas yachid b'shaset bamas hu b'leis aseh. Even during the times when it is permitted to bring karbanos on the bamas yachid, it is a lav to bring a blemished animal on the bama, as the pasuk says, le'sizbech l'shem lekecha sher b'seh. Now, this pasuk is not needed to teach us not to bring a blemished animal on the Bama Gedaila, the communal altar that was erected and never given, because the pasuk already says, Iveris Eishavir, Vugaymer Le Sekriva Eilul Hashem, referring to the Mizbeach of the Bama Gedaila or in the Mikdash. Rather, the pasuk is prohibiting offering blemished animals even on a private Bama. The Gemara, however, asks, why we don't use this pasuk to prohibit various types of bamum on the Bama Gedaila, which we would have otherwise thought to be permitted even on a Bama Gedaila? For example, Tenei inyan lebuchar, hayil bekadosh kishu bamum likarv nami kishu bamum. Since the buchar becomes sanctified, even if it is blemished, it should be offered even when blemished, and so the pasuk prohibits it. The Gemara answers that the pasuk of buchar really excludes it, as it says, v'chiyyeh bamum pisecha iver v'gremer leisiz b'chen l'shem l'kecha, and so our pasuk is not needed for that. Since an animal of ma'aser becomes sanctified even if it is blemished, as the pasuk says, therefore nikarv nami b'mumay, it should be offered even when blemished, and so the pasuk prohibits it. The Gemara answers, ma'aser nami gama havara avar mebachar. We derive the halachas of ma'aser from bachar, and so our pasuk is not needed for that. Tnei inyan le'tmuras kadoshim, hayil v'kadusha kishi balas mum. Since an animal can become a tamur even if it is blemished, as the pasuk says, lo yechlufenu v'lo yomaraisu tayberai rabatayiv, therefore, kreven amikashi balas mum, it should be offered even when blemished, and so the pasuk prohibits it. The Gemara answers that the pasuk of tamur already teaches that, as it says, v'hayu hu usmurasai, makash tamurasai loy, comparing the tamur to the original carbon. Mahu bal mum loy, af tamurasai bal mum loy. Just like the original carbon, the tamur cannot be offered as a bal mum. Tanei in levladis kadashim, since the offspring of a carbon becomes sanctified, even if it is blemished, it should be offered even when blemished, and so the pasuk prohibits it. The Gemara answers that this is already excluded by the pasuk, and we expound, this refers to a tamura. This refers to the offspring of karbanis, and the pasuk then compares these karbanis to ordinary nedar. To teach us that they cannot be brought when they are blemished. Mishnah continues, Ve'ein oisin timura. Their kedusha cannot transfer to another animal because the pasuk says, Lo yechlufenu v'lo yomaraisu tayberai rabatayv. Now, the repetition is apparently not necessary because rabatayv amrit loy tayberai mibayu. If it's forbidden to exchange an inferior animal for a better one, it's certainly forbidden to exchange a good animal for an inferior one. Rather, the repetition teaches, the pasuk is saying that if the animal was unblemished when it was sanctified and it is kedushas haguf, it can create a tamura. But if it was blemished when it was sanctified and it only has kedushas dam, and it cannot create a tamura. Mishnah continues, yipadu chutz min habachor u min ha-maiser. An animal that was consecrated after it had a permanent blemish, it can be redeemed even after it dies and fed to the dogs, except for an animal that is a bachor or maiser. The Gemara explains. Reb Shimon, the Mishnah reflects the opinion of Reb Shimon who ruled kachim mizbeach chayu b'chla hamada v'haracha. Animals that are consecrated as karbanis require hamada v'haracha, standing before the kohen for appraisal before they are redeemed, and so they cannot be redeemed once they die. However, kachim b'dekabayis im meisu yipadu, animals that were consecrated for use for the upkeep of the mikdash do not require hamada v'haracha, and so they can be redeemed after they die. Furthermore, maydi Reb Shimon b'balim mum mi'ikare shenifte, Shimon agrees that an animal that was blemished before it was consecrated and only has kedushas dam can be redeemed when it is dead. The Gemara cites an opinion who disagrees with Reb Shimon. Tanya Bei Levi, Hakol hoyu b'chlal hamada v'aracha v'afilu bal mum mi'ikare. All animals require hamada v'aracha, both kedushas aguf for kedushas dam, and even animals of bedek abayis, and the Braisa adds afilu chaya afilu oif. Even a wild animal or bird, which certainly cannot be a carbon, requires hamada v'aracha to be redeemed.